Blog Talk Radio.
Empire State of Mind. Let's go.
Finger looking up. I'm ready for tonight. I feel good, real good. Can't nobody hold me down. I'm gonna take advantage of all these flashing lights. Cause it's the best time for it. We can do it
all right now.
Welcome to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. I am your host, Ken Gordon, along with my beautiful and lovely wife. Kelsey, where are you, babe? There we go. Yes, we did. We have had an absolutely awesome weekend, and I'm just wanting to tell you right now, I have absolutely no idea how we made it through without being able to just pinch ourselves. It was such an awesome weekend. Don't you agree?
I would definitely agree with that. I would. So without further ado, we have some announcements, huh? That we need to get through, and we always want to pay it forward. So, Ken, what announcements do you have?
Awesome. I've got a couple of quick announcements here. First announcement that we got last night, if you missed it, my man, Montavia Morrow, was on the Destiny Empowerment Radio here on Blog Talk Radio, giving it to you, keeping it real, keeping it together with Montavia Morrow, Mr., as he likes to call himself, relationship coach, giving you everything from your relationships to questions about sexuality to questions about single parenting, co-parenting, whatever your relationship situations are, he is putting it out there for you. And God bless you, Montavian, if you're out there listening to his brother, God bless you, man, and we appreciate everything that you do to help us keep it all together, all right? Also, the lovely Miss Sharice Riley, the leader of the Destiny Empowerment Network, will be on tomorrow night. Her show airs from 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m., that is Central Time, on every Tuesday night. She has what we call the Business Makeover Edition of the Destiny Empowerment Hour, and she comes through and she gives you every bit of information with regards to your business, whether you're a brick-and-mortar business, whether you're a network marketing MLM, whether you're doing something that you're just stepping out on faith and saying, God, I got this cleaning business I want to get going, so I'm going to do that. Or I got this or I got this car wash business, Father God, that I just want to get off the feet. She's going to be able to help you get everything together when it comes to the business makeover, all right? And Kelsey, I know you got a couple more announcements over there with you.
I do. Okay, you guys. We have an awesome Telesummit that is coming your way. Yes, we have the Recreating You Telesummit Revive and Recharge. And that is going to be held Thursday, May 21st through Saturday, May 23rd. And guess what, listening audience? It is for free. Yes, free to attend from your comfort of your home. So if you have not plugged into us and, you know, did your ticket or invite to the Telesummit, please connect with me as soon as possible or connect with Ken as we can get you connected so that you can attend this this free Telesummit, again, that is Recreating You, Telesummit, Revive and Recharge. We want to get everybody recharged for the second half of the year. And it's going to be Thursday, May 21st through Saturday, May 23rd. So please, please get plugged into us for that. Also, just want to remind everybody that this month, the month of May, is Lupus Awareness Month. So you want to make sure that if you haven't already, please tune in and, you know, wear your purple or a splash of purple, but get some purple in your wardrobe this month so that we can represent for lupus awareness, okay? So, Ken, that's about all the announcements that we have for this evening. So, you know, I heard that we have such an awesome couple that's going to be joining us tonight. Didn't you hear that somewhere?
I didn't just hear it. I confirmed it, babe, and I'm telling you, this is amazing, awesome, awesome couple who are coming your way here shortly. What we're about to do right now is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back to you with Pastor Corey and Lady Latasha Moore from Without Walls Ministry, and we're just waiting to hear from them and have them bless us and bless you all tonight. So if you will just stay tuned while you're at it. If you haven't, called up your friends, get them on the line. They can call us at 646-564-9774. And you can also log on at blogtalkradio.com/Destiny Empowerment Radio and click on the Success Factor link. It is live right now. You can listen to us. And those of you who are listening to us on the archives, just continue to listen in, and we'll be right back with more of the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Divine, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.
All right. Welcome back. We have one more announcement, I believe we have one more announcement that we need to get through. Kelsey, is that one more announcement?
Yes. I apologize to the listening audience. I did let this one slip. You guys, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, and you have not plugged into this event, we have a play that we are supporting with the Destiny Empowerment Network. What is called Love Don't Pay the Bills. Ooh, that sounds just, love just don't pay the bills. It doesn't. So we have some headliners that are here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this week. And if you have not gotten a ticket or connected, you can still do that through Ticketmaster. But the play is going on right now, May 5th, starting tomorrow, May 5th through the 10th, 2015. And we have some outstanding cast that is in this play, and it's going to be at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. So we have Miss Elise Neal, y'all know who that is, from Hustle and Flow and the Hughleys. We have Miss Toya Wright, okay? We have Clifton Powell, and everybody know Tony Grant from Love Thy Neighbor, Miss Shirley Murdoch, and then we have my personal favorite, Mr. Chico DeBarge. So, if you have not purchase a ticket, then please get your ticket. Again, the name of the play is Love Don't Pay the Bills. It is here at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. It is going on starting tomorrow, May 5th, all the way through Mother's Day weekend, which is the 10th. So please, you can purchase your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And if you need any more information about this, please reach out to us for details. All right. So, Ken, what about these fabulous guests we have? Tell me about this guest.
Well, I'm about to bring them on with us now. This is a lovely couple, the Pastor Corey and Lady Latasha Moore out of North Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm telling you, this is an amazing couple that we've been able to connect with, you know, with all of the business and the different outlets that you and I do. We actually do get to connect with some awesome and amazing people. And we just happened to stumble upon this couple, and this couple stumbled back upon us. And I'm telling you, just in the short time that I've gotten to be able to speak with them, man, I have really, really, really been blessed to know them. And I'm just going to bring them on the line right now. Pastor Corey and Lady Latasha Moore, if you just give them a little hand there, Kelsey.
Hey,
can y'all hear us good? Yeah,
yes.
Can y'all hear us good? All right.
Loud and clear.
All right. Well, Pastor Corey, good to hear from you. Lady Latasha, also the same. Wonderful to have you all on our show tonight on the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. And right now, we just want to do a little opening and just say, who are Corey and Latasha?
Well, I guess in a nutshell, we're two church kids who happen to come up on a business called Total Life Changes, and we decided to take the bull by the horns and run with it. You know, we're two people who got married and messed up and came back together in Christ, and now 10 years later we got 3 boys. So, you know, we are a prime example of what faith and what love and what power can do.
Awesome. And Lady Latasha, how about yourself from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's definitely one of the, you can call us, you know, we are, you know, being married and then turning around divorcing and then getting remarried. And it was like, okay, God, really? Are you serious? I mean, really, God? But, you know, it's just a prime example of whoever God has joined together. You know, I mean, nobody can take that away. Nobody can try to, you know, tear that apart, you know, because that, you know, we're that prime example. And that's what we've been trying to teach a lot of the couples in ministries, you know, how to, you know, stay together and, you know, try to hold on because there is true love out there, you know. So, again, that's what I would call us. Again, we just started off just talking about church, talking about God. So, and then, you know, we became best friends, and then that's just, you know, how the story continues to roll.
All right. And it's just amazing to me because, you know, you hear of a lot of, you know, especially in this day and age, you hear of a lot of divorce and everything that happens. And unfortunately, you all were, quote unquote, statistics in that, but you were able to erase that statistic by getting your acts together and getting back together with one another. So to me, I believe that that is a true testament of how God can really, really bring two people, you know, from one end to the other, bring them together, you know, through our own mistakes, we get pulled apart, but then God says, no, this is where you belong, and he brings it back together and he keeps it right. So I definitely applaud you two for being able to, without, you know, through any and everything, being able to keep it together, as our man Montavia would say. So, Kelsey, what do you think?
Well, I must say I am humbled because you defied all odds. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you know, I know it was with much prayer. It just didn't happen. You know,
it took prayer, it took patience, and it took a lot of listening. You know, it took a lot of listening and submission. Not so much submission where, you know, I'm a slave to you, but let me hear what your heart is saying. You know, let me hear what you have to say. Let me hear how you feel. And when it gets to the point where you actually consider how someone else feels, it'll go better than you assume it to be. It will.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that, yes.
So here's
another question that I've been dying to ask you guys. I've just been dying. So
okay. What
made you want to have your own business and get into being business owners?
Well, Corey's father, he died when he was at a young age. But on Corey's side, he was raised up with entrepreneurship. And then on my side, it was just more so of I knew there was more to it. So when we got together, we started with a cleaning franchise company, and this was in Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm telling you, we did so well. We worked so well together, and it was so crazy because when we got back together, the first time we were together, that wasn't even on our minds. We were just 9 to 5, whatever. But when we got back together the second time, it was almost like a shift that happened in our lives of us being more closer together. So we just started working together, and we then started realizing, wow, we make a great team. We were pulling accounts together. We were, every account we went to, we were knocking them out. It was like, wow, we actually make a great team. And so when we discovered that, it allowed us to see, okay, we need to go farther. We need to see about gaining more companies or seeing what else we can do together, as in trying to reposition our hearts from 9 to 5 to owning our own business. And especially, we want a legacy for our children. Retirement is good, but I want a legacy. I want residual income for my kids so that they can later on take on what we've left for them. So that is definitely very important for us.
Well, I might as well have been a benediction at this point. Corey, I don't know if can you come behind that? Because you just said me and Kendrick's story. You just mapped out our whole story just in that moment, because Kendrick and I are of like minds of that. We just work well together. A lot of couples can't do that. I mean, nothing against that. Some couples just don't mesh like that, where they can work well together in business and in marriage like that. But Kendrick and I like that too, because we both have 9 to 5, and when we decide, I can't explain it. And I know, Tasha, I'm coming from you and Pastor Corbin.
Yes.
You can't explain it, how you're able to work together and actually build something together and look at it and say,
right,
aha, that aha moment where it's like, okay, I have arrived. I love this man as my husband, but I also love this man as my business partner as well.
Yes.
Because we can piggyback off each other, and we have great ideas, and we're all about kingdom building. And also wanting to be able to leave a legacy for our children, because you know what? God didn't place us on this earth for us to struggle. He did not give us all this what we have. And I have always been saying for the last month, if this makes sense to anybody in the listening audience is listening to this, just like Donald Trump and just like Will Smith and all these others can have it all, so can we. We just have to connect and make the necessary connections and believe. I always say ask, believe, and receive. The how doesn't matter. It's just the will and the heart to want to do it. And, Kendrick and I liked it too. We just worked really well together, and we decided that we became on a mission, and we decided that this is what we were going to do and by any means necessary.
That's my little fireball right there, man. I'm telling you. it is, Kelsey and I like, the Japanese call it yin and yang, but we basically feed off of each other. I am a more low-key, laid-back personality, and she's a more boisterous personality, but then it's something that happens when we bring that together, and God creates this synergy between us, where we feed back and forth off of one another, and we just flow. And I don't know if you all experienced that. And being a couple in ministry and in business, how do you all balance that?
Well, like you guys said, kingdom building, and we understand that the first principle is seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. You know,
absolutely.
And we understand that principle first, and we understand that if we put him first, all else will fall into place. And when that happens, not only does business fall into place, but the actual marriage falls into place. Then the marital bed falls into place. Then the kids fall into place, and the money comes. So to answer the question, we do that solely based on what the scripture says about seeking God first, you know?
And that's also with fasting and praying together. One thing that me and Corey have built our relationship foundation on from the beginning is fasting. We fast together. We pray together. You know, there are plenty of nights come on, let's go. Come on, we got to pray. You know, without a doubt, we'll stop everything and we pray. You know, oh, honey, let's do a quick fast today. I don't care if it's 3 hours, let's do it. You know, that's one, and a lot of couples have strayed away from those principles. And it's really saddens my heart because if you're not fasting and if you're not praying, the family that prays together, they stay together. Come on. So that makes you strong because you're building a spiritual bind together, a covenant unto God together. So that's important.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We cannot agree with you all more on that because, you know, the key about it is being on one accord. And you can't be on one accord if you're not praying, if you're not fasting, and if you're not, you know, getting into that mode together with one another. You truly, 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 especially as a couple, you have to have that time together where you pray as a couple together. You know, we can all pray as individuals. We can all pray, you know, for what we want to do and so on and so forth. But when it comes to praying as a couple, now you're standing in a gap also as a direct intercessor for the person that you lay in the bed with. Because nobody can pray for Kelsey like I can. And nobody can pray for Kendrick like Kelsey can. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Nobody
that's
can pray for Corey like Tasha can, and nobody can pray for Tasha like Corey can. And so I always believe that. As a matter of fact, when we went through marital counseling all our years ago, the one thing our marriage counselor told us flat out, it said the best person to pray for you is the person that lay with you.
That's right.
Because
that's
they
true.
They know you in the most intimate way. And so who better to pray for me than the woman I laid with for the last 15 years?
Exactly.
You know?
And know what's funny? I know this is the success factor. And one nugget I just want to drop that me and my wife do all the time. Every day isn't a good day. You know, every day the sun don't shine every day. You know, the roles don't grow every day. So here's what we do. Whenever one of us is having a bad day, the other one has to speak life. We don't allow ourselves together to mope around together. If one is down, the other has to pick me up, or I pick you up. Because there has to be someone in the house speaking life into our lives. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that
statement because it's not always a bed of roses. I tell people all the time, yes, you see me smiling with my honey pot, and yes, you see a lot of those things that's posted and stuff, and that's all well and good, but you know, but it's work also. It's not always peaches and cream over here. It's not. There has been times where we've had like what I like to call intense fellowship, where there's been days that I didn't necessarily agree with what Kendrick had to say, and I had to take a minute. But we also, in our marriage and in our relationship, always, here's another nugget to piggyback on you, Pastor Moore, is what we are. We don't never let the sun go down with us clearing the air before we go to sleep. You know, we always try to make sure that we air this out, you know, as much as we possibly can before we lay our head to the pillow. That's just one of our things that we do, for sure.
And let me ask you this. Before we go into, because we really want to get into Without Walls and find out about what within Without Walls is all about and what the ministry in and of itself entails. When you all get into those, I remember when we spoke on yesterday, Corey, we talked a little bit about how do you do business and how do you do ministry, and you said a lot of fights. And explain briefly what you meant about the lot of fights, what you meant by that. Hello?
Okay. Kelsey? Well, I'm still here.
Okay. I think we lost them.
We might have lost them. Okay, listen on. So what we'll do at this point, we'll go ahead and let's play a song real quick and let's just see. See, and we'll bring them back in because it might have been a little technical difficulty. The devil is a lie. See there? This is what happens when you have a good conversation. That's okay. So, however, Ken, let's go ahead and go into the song.
And we'll go right back in. We'll get right back with the Moors as we come back, all right?
Okay, cool. What song are we playing?
We'll be back with the Success Factor right now. The song we're going to play, we're going to go to a little Blue-Eyed Soul, babe. We're going to call...
Little
Blue-Eyed Soul. We're going to have How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. Let's hear it.
Oh, all right.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave.
Love.
I was feeling that.
By the big D.
Huh?
I was feeling that. Baby, that just beat that to seven my favor. What you
that's
know
that,
about
that's
that?
That's that blue eye. That's that old blue
eye
soul.
Yes, the Bee Gees.
That's that old blue eye
yes.
soul.
Yes. 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 But you know when the calls when you, and we thank you all for getting back into us, Pastor Moore and Tasha and Lady
yeah,
Tasha.
Yeah,
and we said
yeah.
you know the first thing that came out of my mouth was the devil is a lie.
I'll too.
Right.
Say what? What I was asking, and I don't know if you got to hear the question, Corey. Yesterday when we talked about how is it, you know, that you're able to juggle ministry and business together. And you said to the effect, a lot of fights. And I was like, we're gonna get you to expound on that. So kind of expound what you were talking about when you say a lot of fights.
Sure, man. Well, what I was saying is, because, you know, men have that hunger, that drive to be the best, and
mm-hmm.
what we do is we put our all into everything we do. And in the midst of doing that, sometimes something goes lacking. And
yeah.
9 times out of 10, if you're going hard in ministry, if you're going hard in business, 9 times out of 10, the family or the wife or the marriage will tend to start showing signs of weakness. And when that happens and you start hearing rumblings and seeing rumblings within the household, at that point you got to pull back and go back to your prioritizing board and say, okay, board, what's actually first on my list? And because I had to do that several times, there was a mighty mass ministry in my house going on a few nights. And I had to sit down and talk and listen, because if I did not do that, who knows where the business would have been? Who knows where the ministry would have been? And I've come to understand that if I don't have my family in either arena, business or ministry, it will not be successful. In the Old Testament, if God didn't send the Holy Spirit to talk to the prophets, what would happen? If he didn't send Christ in the New Testament, what would have happened? If Christ didn't go back up and send the Holy Spirit back down for us today, what would have happened? So there has to be a progression of help in all of our lives.
Right.
And if a man who is successful does not realize that and understand that he needs people around, he needs a team around him, and that family is the first team. And if that team does not solidify with prayer and love, at that point, what do? You know?
Agreed. And as a husband, I can definitely attest to that. You know, when you go too hard in one area and too hard in another area, you tend to definitely find something lacking in a very, very important area, and a lot of times it is the family, it is the marriage that suffers due to the fact that we're trying to go so hard to try to get the business off the ground, go so hard to make sure that we're doing God's work, because we believe as men of God, you know, God is always first priority, and you know, and we have, and thank God for the wives we have. I have to tell you that, because any wife of a minister or a pastor can tell you it is not an easy job being a wife of a man of God, but when you actually stand side by side with that man in that ministry, it becomes even more of an attack, because that's when the enemy really is digging at you and really is fighting and clawing at you. So I definitely can feel you on that, Brother Corey.
Yes,
so,
yes, sir. And I was saying to the effect of marriage. And if you're not careful as far as ministry and business, anything can creep in and begin to terminate your marriage. And, you know, and if you're not careful and if you don't spot these things ahead of time, you have no idea what kind of damage or collateral damage can happen due to you not paying attention to what's going on in your life, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely agree with that. So tell us though about Without Walls Ministry and what how long you've been doing Without Walls and so forth. Tell me how it came about.
I'm gonna be totally honest with you. Totally. Me and Tasha, we both grew up in a very strict Pentecostal background, and it was to the point where it was literally as if you were in jail. If I keep it real with you guys on the call tonight, you couldn't wear red, you couldn't go to the movies, you couldn't have a girlfriend,
yeah.
you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. I'm serious. I mean, it was so bad. It was so bad for me and my wife that my wife got kicked off the choir for wearing red fingernail polish.
Wow.
It got so bad for me that the old church literally has left so many scars emotionally that eventually I had to leave. And Without Walls was birthed out of the need for love, you know. It was a need to take God out the traditional box, out of the religious box, and to go out of the four walls and in the community, and just actually show God's love outside the church walls. And we're grounded in outreach. We give out free food, gas cards, gift cards. We go shopping for people, buying groceries. So Without Walls was really birthed out of a space of hurt and a space of a need to free God up so that his people can be free as well.
Okay, awesome.
I definitely agree with
that, because, freedom in ministry, not just freedom in ministry, but freedom in worship, to me, is extremely important, especially dealing, like I said, Kelsey and I, we deal with the youth at our church, and a big concern for them is a lot of times the worship that happens in the main congregation amongst the general congregation is more of a corporate worship, but not anything like a worship that they would be used to. Again, there's different kinds of music that they would listen to than what the corporate congregation does. So we tend to try to tailor that to them. So I understand that there is a different level. You still are praising God, but there shouldn't be any limits. And so with our youth ministry, we definitely try to take the limits off of God. We have a question from one of our listeners. So I'm going to bring them on the line right now. And you are on the air. Your last four of your phone number is 1145. Caller, you are on the air. State your name and where you're from.
Hey, Success Factor.
Oh,
hi.
Hey, Sheree Friday. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey,
Sheree.
I am listening while I'm driving to take care of some errands tonight, and I had to call in. First, I had to call in just to say you guys are doing such a fabulous job tonight. The whole interview tonight, it doesn't even sound like an interview. It sounds like four good friends together really just sharing and pouring into the people that's listening. So thank you so much for the show tonight. And I want to say to Corey and his lovely wife, hey, Corey! Awesome job. I was listening and I was like, wait a minute, Corey, why that name sound familiar? And when you said TLC, I was like, wait, that's Corey from Facebook? Wow.
Yeah, that's me hollering.
Such an awesome testimony from you and your wife tonight. I mean, you guys, really were transparent, shared your heart. The testimony that you gave about being married and divorced and then coming back together, but also just how you gel together in business. Those were some very, very key points, and I really hope if anyone just tuned in and they missed any part of the beginning of this show, please make sure you guys go back to the archives and listen to tonight's show, because I'm telling you, you guys really gave some hard nuggets that are going to help a lot of couples if they really listen to what you were saying. You were giving some jewels that can literally help save somebody's marriage on tonight. So I just wanted to just say that to you guys and just tell you, you all are blessing me tonight as I ride around taking care of stuff. You're really, really blessing me tonight with the conversation and just with the nuggets that you're sharing. So keep doing what you're doing. God bless you all. Great show, Ken and Kelsey. I'm super proud of you guys, and that's all I wanted
to say. Thank you, Sharice. Love you, too.
Love you, Sharice. Awesome. Well, I tell you what, that was great to hear from Ms. Sharice Riley. You guys, I'm telling you, if you Corey and Tasha, if you all have really not got a chance to truly get to know that young lady, she is something else, I tell you. And and it's been a blessing since the very first time that she walked into Kelsey and I's lives. I will truly say that her and her better half, Vince. Well, I should say other half, because she'd probably kick me in the head. Don't say better half.
All right. So, you know what? Since we're having such a great conversation, I have a question that I would like to ask you two. So, let me ask you this. What is your biggest passion as a couple and as individuals? I know we all have our own gifts and talents that we have been given by God, and He gives us things and births things in us. But what are you all's? What is your passion?
Wow, that's a good question. I know individually, when it comes to me, my passion would be just seeing, you know, whoever I come across. Or it's just mainly just helping people. I mean, that is definitely my it's always been my passion, and I think that will always continue to be my passion. Because I have always been the type to, you know, start off giving. I've been raised up giving. You know, that's just a part of who I am. And so I would say that would be my passion for what I would want individually. What about you, Hines?
My passion would simply be success, because I grew up in a single mom household, and I've seen the struggle firsthand. I've lived the struggle firsthand.
Right.
I've seen mom go to work and then go to school at night, and I've seen the bills not being paid. I've seen the rent being late. I've seen the cable off. I've seen no food in the fridge. So my past motivates my future. And
I like that. That's a nugget right there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And that drives me every day to go out and take care of my wife and my children and instill in them that this is a country of capitalism, where you can go out and have your own, make your own, and create your own. So my passion is simply success.
Mm-hmm.
I like that
because that's why. And you know what? You said that your passion is set, and it piggybacks off of how Kendrick and I came up with KG Success Factor. That's where the name came from. Is because we've been in situations where we didn't know where the next dime was from. We didn't know how we were going to have gas to get to work. And I watched my mom work 7 days a week, you know, just so that me and my brother could have all the things that we needed and some of the things we wanted. And I swore that I would not let this happen to me. And so this is where KG Success Factor was born from. It was born from the passion and the heartfelt of wanting to change not just my life, but to change everybody else's situation as well. Because you have to pay it forward. Paying it forward. And I mean, I'm with you. That is where I'm a servant. So I'm a little bit, if you could clone me, I'm a little bit of Tasha and you wrapped in one.
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, that's really the crux of this whole thing. I believe in so many different things, and whether And whether I get my jewels from the Bible or from the world, there are different things that I've gotten from different aspects. But one thing that I have truly, truly come to understand is that this life is not about me. Even though I want to be successful and I want to be able to help others and stuff like that, it is about helping other people. It is about God's people. It is about bringing Him forth in everything that Kelsey and Kendrick do. Because at the end of the day, when I lay my head down, and if I never wake up again, and I go and meet the Father, first thing I want out of His mouth is "Well done." That means everything to me, because that means
right.
I was doing everything that God has called for me to do. That's all. That's really truthfully, He wouldn't have to say anything else to me when I leave this earth except those two words, and it would all be worth it, because everything that comes after that is just His way of saying thank you for doing what I told you to do. Just like when our children do what we tell them to do, it feels good, you know. Tell the kids something as simple as, "Hey, man, you know, we have teenage boys. So we leave the house. Sometimes we're like, hey, get back. I need the dishes done. I need the clothes washed and put away. I need your rooms clean." You know, and if we come back and none of that's done, little mama in there, she go flying. You know.
I'm sorry.
And
I just do. Close children.
That's something that really gets to her. And it disappoints me, but on the flip side of that, if they do exactly what we asked them to do, and even maybe go above and beyond and do some other things, like it was one time we came home, they had, you know, Kelsey had scented candles and all that kind of stuff all over the house. So they cleaned the house,
ooh,
and then they all the candles and stuff on. House was looking and smelling good, and she was just like, "Oh my God." She came in and literally just sat down on the couch and just put her feet up for a minute and was like, "Wow." And that was something that, you know, that's something that, and she ended up, she's like, "You know what? You know, the boys wanted to go skating that night. That's probably why they cleaned up so good, but I'm just going to say they wanted to go skating that night. They wanted to go skating that night. So, hey, we didn't have a problem shelling out a little money for them to go skating and for them to get, a few little snacks and stuff while they were gone. Because that was something that we asked them to do. They did it. They did it well, and they got rewarded. And it's the same thing. We all want to be rewarded for a job well done. And my reward is not, to me, it's not here on this earth, even though I'll be happy to take it. But my real reward is when I leave here and go and be with my Father in heaven.
Oh, yes.
So
with that being said, Pastor and Lady Tasha, I have to ask this question. What is one of your first rules in business, in being that you all are business owners as well? What is one of your first rules in business, and do you have a particular time that you shut business off in order to, just be Tasha and Corey?
That's an excellent question. I'm gonna give you the realest answer I can give you.
Oh,
I promise.
God.
Here we go. The thing with me and Tasha is, honey, I love you, but it's not personal. It's business.
Oh yeah.
It's not personal, honey. This is
mm-hmm.
when we say that to each other. It's not husband and wife. It's CEO and CEO together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
because one thing about me and him, we both know each other. When it comes to us, we our mindset.
That's it.
It's over. I can't tell him nothing, and he can't tell me nothing. And that's the thing about it. When you got a business partner that understands you, go ahead. I'm not even going to ask you nothing. Just go ahead. I know you and your zone. I'm going to leave you alone because you can't stop none of us. and that's just what we both know about each other. We know that when it comes down with Corey. When Corey got something on his mind, I can talk all I want. I just might as well shut my mouth because it's done. It's already signed and delivered in his mind, and all I can do is say, "Okay, well, I'm just hush. It's no use. It's gone. He's out." So yeah,
I don't feel so bad anymore, Kelsey, because you know what?
I guess I shouldn't. We should not feel feel bad at all because let me tell you, he is the CEO. People don't think, they think I'm the CEO, and that's not it. Ken is the CEO of KG Success Factor, and when I tell you, if y'all could be a fly on these walls over here sometimes, when he's cutthroat, everybody thinks that my husband is just sweet. They think he's just sweet and loving and all these things, and they don't know what I know. Of course they wouldn't because I'm the wife. But let me tell you, he is cutthroat, honey.
He's
very cutthroat.
I'm
He is on the grind. And when he said, he's just like that. And I'm like that, too, because when it comes to this, I'm sorry. This ain't nothing personal. This is business because I'm all about, I have a goal in mind. 2015, I'm on this 100 family mission. I am going to save 100 families and get them to better health and better wealth. I am going to retire my mother-in-law and my mama this year, one way or the other. Either you're going to join in or get out of my way. So that's when it comes to business, we are of like minds when it comes to this because I am so serious about what we have. Because what people fail to realize is that we are sitting on a gold mine right now. And we have the tools and resources to make this happen right now. But nobody sees it right now. And that's all good because God is going to place in front of us who needs to get this information. So when we're doing our videos and we're putting a message out there, it ain't for our health. It's because God charged me and my husband with a mission. He said, "You wanted KG Success Factor, so here it is. Go get my people.
Exactly.
Go get them.
You know,
one way or the other."
And that is so awesome that you pointed that out because when we moved from Charleston and we only been here to North Carolina, we left our business, our cleaning franchise business there in Charleston because it was going down. You know, we got to a place of stagnant and we were like, oh, okay, it's not working here. And so when Corey job transferred up here, I basically was like, okay, God, I guess I'm going back to work. I'm going to school anyway. I'm going to be a teacher somewhere. But I said, God, I said the prayer. I said, God, don't let me miss out on no opportunity. And I said that. And so Corey, he was still in his work zone. He was like, okay, honey, well, I'm going to work, peace, 9 to 5, going, peace. So I said, okay, well, let me stay home. Let me figure this out. So when this opportunity came forth, I was amazed at just the compensation plan itself. And see, I've been into a lot of companies, MCA, this, that. Corey knows too. He's been tagging along with me, and all of the ones that I was jiggling around with on the side of the business in Charleston, he never put his hand in. But this one, he saw my drive. He saw that they were. Oh, wait a minute, she's really going forward with this one. And so that's another reason what made it so interesting. Yeah, a lot of people are really sleeping on this company. A lot of people are really sleeping on this. And I wish,
no,
and my prayer is that they open up their eyes and literally see what God is trying to do. He's placed it where we're not only able to lose the weight, not have to go back to a doctor, you know, and pay the doctor's visit. Hello. That's a charge right there. Then turn around and have to pay for the medication. I've been there paying $1,000 just to lose weight for some medicine or whatever the prescription he gave me. My heart was flooding, and on top of that, I was getting blackouts. But here I have an all-natural product that's able to allow me to lose weight in 1 week and not expensive. So that's telling me, yeah, they're sleeping on this for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, I understand.
We totally agree with that because the fact of the matter is a lot of it has to do with a lot of people have been burned a lot in the past too, and so we have to be able to let them know, hey, this is not one of those quote unquote, I love this term when people say you're one of them things, you're one of them things, you're doing one of them other things. Listen to me. I don't care, and what I started doing, I said, I don't care if you buy a product from me or if you get into business with me, I just want you to listen to me. Here's what we have. We have this. It will help you. No matter the claim, but at the same time, it will help you. I have watched my wife lose 7 pounds in the first week of taking the tea product. I've watched her energy and levels and stuff go up. I've seen different things happen. So it's not like we're out here promoting something that does not work. It's something that we're actually trying ourselves, becoming a product of the product.
then
right.
put it out there. You know, and that's what business, that's really what business.
That's just good business. That's
all
good
about.
Business.
You have to be, to me, if you can't be your own best customer, then there's no point in you trying to get anybody else to be your customer. Because if you can't try the product, figure out what's in it, then what's the point? You know, that's just
right.
that's just you peddling trying to make a dime. No, actually try the stuff yourself. Actually feel it for yourself. Feel the effects of it for yourself, and then you can make your you know this type of business here, especially health and wellness, is based off of testimony. You know, so
oh, yeah.
to me. You have to build a testimony from somewhere. And there's different
Absolutely.
Products, different people, and you just have to be able to tap into the one that's best for you and build your testimony.
Well,
Absolutely.
You know, I hate to cut this conversation short. We are having an awesome time here tonight on the Success Factor with this wonderful power couple, Pastor Corey and Tasha Moore out of North Charlotte, North Carolina. So, you know, we're 3 minutes down to the wire. So, Tasha and Corey, how does somebody reach out and find you? How can our listening audience connect with you if they wanted to connect with you?
Just find me on Facebook, Corey Moore. You know, I'm there. I'm easy to find. I'm not hard to find.
Tasha,
okay.
Tasha Moore, Tasha R. Moore on Facebook. I'm very easy to find as well.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
what about your ministry as well? So, you know, those who may want to connect with you all with your ministry.
What they can actually do, they can go to www.withoutwallschurchsc.com and learn more about our fabulous ministry. Amen. Glory to God.
All right. Amen.
So, you guys, we are 2 minutes down to the end of the show. So, those who are just tuned in or have been listening, great show with Pastor Corey and Tasha Moore. You can, if you just missed out on most of the show, you can always go back into the archive on www.blogtalkradio.com/destiny empowerment. You can always reach out to Ken and Kelsey Gordon, the Success Factor ourselves. You know how to reach us on Facebook. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Like our pages. Connect with us. We so look forward to speaking to you guys. And again, we just love who our listening audience. And, you know, please hit us up. Post your comments. Post your questions. And if we didn't bring on too many callers tonight, but if you had a question that we missed, we would love to repost them and get those questions answered for you.
All right.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much.
We just love you, Pastor Corey and Tasha. Thank you so much
for joining
us tonight and spending time with us. Please, you know, anytime, you know, we love the relationship. So we'd love to bring you back again, if that's okay. We'll bring you back again at a later time.
Yes,
Would that be all right with you guys? That'd be great.
Thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful. For listening audience, if you missed out, as you heard, we're going to bring Pastor Corey and Tasha Moore back again for a different type of show. So, we look forward, and again, we love you guys. And as we go out, we're going to play you all a little song just so you can hear as we go out. But again, thank you all for tuning in to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. And we want you all to have a prosperous and glorious week. And connect with us. Connect with us with the KG Success Factor. We are partnering. We are recruiting. So please, if you're interested in getting with us and the DEN Network, let us know. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful night.